sponsor.
Welcome back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. We're at State Fair. Oh, they're taking my chicken and waffles. And
that's because there was nothing but a little slab of butter left.
They're offering Councilman Bill Henry water to dump all over my equipment here. And we're second segment in. Welcome back to Baltimore Positive. And
thank you.
You know, we were in a pretty heavy debate. I mean, you're running for a heavy office and an office that is the next line of demarcation for where the money goes, for being a stop sign, a yellow sign, so, you know, a watchdog, whatever you would want to call it. But clearly you think it's not being managed well, right?
It isn't. There's a lot of everybody in Baltimore knows that there are things that are wrong with city government. They know we're leaving money on the table. It wasn't until a news article came out and embarrassed the mayor that the Ritz-Carlton hadn't paid a water bill ever since it opened in 2007. It wasn't until then that a mayor called for an audit of the water billing system, even though for years we have all known that there were huge problems with the water billing system.
See, and this gray hair? This is someone who was in county government for 20 years trying to communicate with city government over its water billing practices.
And that entire time,
because they're shared. What else
they
is shared?
They control
city
the water system.
Of course they do, right.
Well, the councilman will walk.
Is there anything else that the counties would... I know that to be, you know, as a citizen, I know that's the way it works.
I'm trying to decide whether or not to stay with the water billing or
take
the broad.
Let me
say with the water billing, which is that everyone's known for years that there's problems. The comptroller oversees the Department of Audits for the city. We have an internal Department of Audits that has the capability, has the capacity to be auditing agencies both financially and to doing performance audits to figure out operational problems. And the fact that the comptroller has never on her own just picked up the phone and called her city auditor and say, listen, I need you to go over and do a performance audit of the water billing system because those people over there, there's something wrong and we need to know what that is so that we can get it out into the open. And I believe that hasn't happened because she has worried more about staying in good terms with whoever the mayor is, and that's not the comptroller's job. The comptroller is supposed to be independent. They're supposed to be looking out for our interests, not looking to avoid PR problems for the mayor.
Well, and also, can it work in concert that the mayor and the comptroller can...
Sure. They could work together.
If they did work together in a concert, that would be better for everyone.
One of the things that I'm hoping to do is I would love to work in concert with a mayor to combine the performance auditing capability of the comptroller's office with CityStat, which is managed by the administration. Whenever people put in 311 calls and they don't get handled quickly enough, CityStat is there to call the administration's attention to the fact that something isn't working. I say we marry that with performance auditing so that we can help figure out what it is that isn't working and help suggest some solutions and then turn it back to CityStat to make sure that those changes, those fixes are implemented.
Well, let's talk about CityStat. For those of you in your cars, we are chatting with Councilman Bill Henry from the 4th District looking for a job change on April 28th, running for a comptroller, or as he says, early vote April 16th. So get out there and vote. As Nestor likes to say, democracy is not
a spectator sport.
You go.
Decisions are made by those who show up.
You mentioned CityStat. And as I said, nothing's a straight line on Baltimore Positive. I think there's a sense. We've had Governor and Mayor O'Malley on recently. We've had Matt Gallagher on. Mm-hmm. I think there's a sense that CityStat, that was once winning awards all over the country, quite honestly, all over the world, in terms of what I'll call putting dots on maps and making sense and making informed decisions, is a mere shadow of its former self.
I agree 100%.
Right. Question it now. How did that happen?
You know?
How did that happen?
I mean, the Houston Astros just hired a manager that doesn't believe in analytics. So,
we've been together too long. So, I knew his question. How did that happen? We have a system that's winning worldwide recognition, and somehow it's a shadow of its former self.
So this, again, is one of the potential dangers of a strong mayor system of government. If your strong mayor system is too strong, then when something doesn't rise to the level of attention of the mayor, if it's not something that the mayor cares about, there's a good chance that entropy will set in and drag it apart, and no other champion in city government exists that can stop that from happening just by fiat. The council would have loved to have continued to have a strong, robust city stat program, but there's no way for us to require the administration to hire strong leaders for it, and most importantly, invest the political will in making certain that it accomplishes its objectives.
People are going to lose their jobs, is what you're saying to
that,
me. That's a fact,
that's
right?
How CityStat used to work. They would call agency heads in, and they would have to defend their agency.
There is trash here. There cannot be trash here.
Governor
if there
Mount,
is trash here in 30 days, if there is trash here in 90 days, or as Mueller and I have talked about, we don't hate much, but a hatred of incompetence.
Right. Governor talked about a culture of why. Asking the why and digging down to five whys.
There was the last director of CityStat in my second term. CityStat had fallen to the point where the last director who came in and met with council people, when I talked to him, he actually said to me, I just don't think that the most effective way to get good work out of people is by publicly shaming them in front of their colleagues. And I looked back at him and I said, but it's so effective. Why would you want to change? And it turned out he really saw his role as being this kinder, gentler management consultant for the agencies.
Well, that's great when your agency's working. Agency's functioning, that's cool. When your agency's not functioning, that's not cool.
Well, it also assumes that if he does offer a suggestion or a better way of doing something, that the mayor is going to back him up and make the agency head, who actually works for the mayor, do that. And that clearly wasn't ever happening.
I ought to be able to know, right, Councilman? There's nothing more near and dear to my heart. It's one of the things that I'm so enthusiastic about in Baltimore County right now is County Executive Reshefsky's real focus on making Baltimore County an open government, an open data, an accountability county. It was long overdue. We had taken baby steps, but it was long overdue, and he's finally putting it into overdrive. So hats off to County Executive Reshefsky. That's all, to me, driven by a belief that how else do you make informed decisions unless I know how long it is taking you to fill a pothole?
You're preaching to the choir. I mean, it's like if you go to www.billhenry.com.
Where was that again?
www.billhenry.com. The very first plank on my platform is letting the sun shine in. Openness and transparency lead to accountability, and accountability leads to results. And that's what's been missing.
Right. You know, and it's not, I often tell the story, and this is where I think people get it wrong. My experience in 20 years is that government employees, there's this common misconception that everybody's sitting around drinking coffee, not doing anything. Nothing could be further from the truth. My experience with government employees was they were outstanding. And I'll go back to the the Ellicott City flood and the Oella floods and the performance of the men and women in the Department of Public Works.
By the way, can we plug Port Tally's?
Port Tally's.
Stay fair.
Right.
He's turning this place back into the old restaurant
Italian, that was wiped out.
So I will make sure, because we're running this next week.
The 13th and 14th
there you go.
Of February. You like the love. Old Port Tally's. State Fair will there become that for two nights.
But when that happens, that's a tragedy for Evan Brown. You know, and they need government,
and
right?
I had
the strength of government.
I had the opportunity, and you've had this many, many times as a councilman, to stop by the shops after those floods. Mm-hmm. And those, to say to the men and women, you did amazing work. And they did amazing work. And I've often told the story that one of the things they did, and it made an imprint on me about government. We decided to go around in the devastated areas of Catonsville and Oella, mm-hmm. and send our trucks, our public works trucks, around and pick stuff up, no questions asked. So people had flooded basements, so they had refrigerators and sofas, and they said, we don't have any way to get rid of it. Right. What can we do? And we said, well, how about if for 2 weeks you just call and give us the address, and you get it to the curb, get some friends, we'll get it away. You don't have to. You'd have thought we gave those citizens $1 million. But here was the real takeaway. Our employees never felt better because they were validated. What they were doing was making a difference. You can't do that
without
data.
Well, if you have a boulder, you can't move it on your own, right? Like, literally. I mean, that does take a village, right? Yep. That's why we pay our taxes. That's why we go to the polls on April 28th and we vote for, you know, or against folks like you, right? Like, and hold you accountable.
Right.
To you with the mayor, I want to go back to this because I hear this so much. And I just attended the mayor's forum over at Morgan State last week before the Super Bowl. That the mayor here has special powers, that the mayor of Denver or Dallas or Albuquerque or wherever, that this is a particularly powerful mayor position that no doubt was, I would think, affected by D'Alessandro and then Schaefer. People that had, to your point, they were there a while, that they found strength in good leadership. And you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with more strength in certain cases, but for the mayor of Baltimore, what is it that makes that so uniquely special that if we did elect a Superman there, that we could fix it more quickly because of better decision-making than we've had from, let's just say, some past criminals?
So the mayor of Baltimore has almost complete control over the budget in that they propose a budget to the city council. The city council cannot add money to budget lines.
Ditto in Baltimore County.
Okay, they can only cut, which means
you're pretty powerful, Don.
For a short period of time.
Like a comet.
the first example I remember of this when I started as a legislative aide was the mayor was trying to deal with a budget shortfall, and the mayor had decided that the way they were going to handle this is they were going to close a bunch of library branches.
All right.
And the council did not agree with that. And the council wanted...
Almost unilaterally, I would think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that just sounds like a really stupid idea, but go ahead.
And the council wanted to find little cuts all over the place in lots and spread the hit across a lot of departments and move that money back into the library.
Oh, sure.
And the mayor just flatly said no. And there was literally no mechanism by which the council...
Which mayor was this?
This was Schmoke. This was back in the 90s.
Okay.
And there was even a point where the council made the cuts anyway. They cut money out of the budget, and the mayor did not reallocate the money into the library. And so what happens when, in the way our structure is, if the council makes those cuts and the mayor doesn't reallocate it, what happens is the Board of Estimates, which the mayor controls, automatically reduces the property tax by whatever little amount needed. So it was like a fraction of a cent. They reduced it so that the budget would come out even.
And the library stayed shuttered.
And the library stayed shuttered. And the... At the state level, that structure is similar, but there is a culture of cooperation between the governor and the General Assembly that has never existed in Baltimore
Why
City.
Why is that? Is that the diverse population or diverse needs? I mean,
To be honest, I'm not sure. I mean, at this point, it has been there so long that I don't know if there is anybody still alive who even knows the anecdotes for how it got started.
Right. It's like the old Navy-Maryland feud. Nobody really... It was a goat. It was 1963. Nobody's quite sure, but they hate each other. But so, you know, I mean, that's how a lot of this begins, right?
But the other thing you have to keep in mind is that there's a difference between a strong mayor system and a strong mayor. Like, you named D'Alessandro and Schaefer. They were very strong mayors. They not only were working in a strong mayor system, they were really good at using it to accomplish their objectives. What we've seen over the last 25 years is that you get more uneven performance if the mayor doesn't actually know how all the levers of government really work. Not to feed a fed horse is what I'm supposed to say, but not to feed a fed horse, but a lot of the problems in the Pew administration, aside from the other things that she was doing off
to other from a little healthy Holly here and there.
It was clear to a lot of people inside City Hall that she just didn't really understand city government. She'd been on the council for 5 years, and then she'd gone to the state, and she'd been a state senator for a while.
So we have 5 minutes for you to explain to me city government. Go ahead.
That's actually my point. You can't just explain city government in 5 minutes. You have to have an understanding. You can read the charter in 15 or 20 minutes. You can read through the hierarchy of who your executive agency heads are and how each agency is organized, but it takes a little while before you realize that even though we're spending this much money on the health department, there is absolutely no point trying to make cuts there if you're trying to save money because there's you're projecting a revenue loss, and you're like, we need to cut money from all these departments to make that up. There's no point in cutting money from the health department because almost all the money that the city is spending in the health department is leveraging much larger grants from state or federal.
Matching grants.
And if you don't put in the, you know, $500,000...
The Weinberg Foundation's not going to match that.
Then we're not going to get the $2.5 million to actually be doing that program. So those are things that you pick up as you get to know city government.
Just as a citizen doing this show, I was not aware that, like, Hopkins has saved my wife's life twice. I was not aware of their tax structure, as it relates to the city. I mean, you learn that they've had the Amazon deal for 150 years or whatever, right? Sort of, kind of, right?
The Amazon deal for 150 years?
The having a tax situation that is very, very, very beneficial to them.
Oh, well,
that most of our land, a lot of our land sits sort of tax-free, and that's why my taxes are so much, because I'm one of the few people paying.
Let's take a break there. Come back, talk about taxes.
We have
one more segment. We are with Councilman Bill Henry, 4th District, running for controller.
He's not going to let me meander.
The early vote begins on April the 16th. Real quick shout out to our sponsors, Jennings, State Fair, Fadley's, Center Maryland. Check out thread.org. Make a difference. I will tell you as we go to break, Nestor, what do we think? The council, if you have been to State Fair, you know we've got famous rock stars all hanging on the wall.
Councilman got about
90%, right?
No.
He got an A.
He got Vetter up here and Flea. He was on it.
So I think we'll be back with Councilman Bill Henry. 90%, he got an A on the rock stars.
He didn't get slashed, but that's okay. We'll teach him about that. Back for more Baltimore Positive and WNSD after this.